You're listening to the KB Podcast Network.
Hello and welcome to Around the Table with Brenda Harkins. That's me, and this is a place where real people like me and you just gather our courage to share the real and raw stories that have shaped us, those stories that shape our convictions and influence our choices. You may not agree with all the perspectives you hear, but here's the beautiful thing. Around the Table, understanding does not require agreement. So pull up a chair. Enjoy the journey with us here, Around the Table.
You know, the stories that we tell ourselves are the stories that can help us the most or hurt us the most. I was really surprised earlier this week. I was speaking with someone that I consider way above where I'm at, like a multi-time author, on-demand speaker, that kind of thing, that if I said the name, you would probably know who I was talking about. And they were sharing how the mind games that they play when they're about to go on to speak, that there is this voice that just continues to say, what are you doing? Who wants to hear you? What makes you think you have anything of value? And I'm thinking, really? Like, you've got all of these books and all of these speaking engagements, and how could you possibly think that with as on demand as you are? And yet the very same thing that so many people battle, that's it. So many people battle. Like, people are people, right? We just have these mind games that come against us, and what we latch onto and what we choose to think about and believe, what we choose to believe about those stories really, really impacts us. It impacts us emotionally. It impacts the energy expended. Like, if you can go, if any of you have ever spoken in front of an audience before, if you step out there just confident and excited to be there, happy to be there, connecting with the people, and you share what you share, you leave more energized. But if you show up and you're hearing and believing those voices that you've got to overcome all the objections in the crowd, and you've got to win them over, and you've got to do this, and you've got to do that, it can be exhausting, absolutely exhausting. And that's just on a speaking level. Put that, fill that in with wherever you are in life and whatever you do on a regular basis. When you show up and you're confident and you're connected with whoever it is that you're doing this thing with, things go so much better than if you show up and you're striving and battling negative self-talk or even negative talk from other people. What we believe about that, sometimes we can't help from hearing it. It just comes. But what we believe about it, what we hang on to and think about, or what we discard, makes such a difference. So, you know, I was thinking about how what we bring is so unique, and how what you bring is different than what I bring, and yet it's all needed because there is not another you on the planet, and there never will be. If we can really wrap our heads around that, and really understand the significance of, in this entire universe, like from beginning to end, there's not a single person like you. If you can believe that and recognize how impactful you could be, that if you don't make the impact you are put here to make, the world's going to go without it, because there's not another person that can bring what you bring in the way that you bring it. And that's true for every single one of us. You know, I was thinking about a leadership seminar that a company was doing years back. And they'd invited me to come and be a part, be the one who presented during the afternoon of like the third day or something like that. I think it was the last day, whatever the last day was. I think I was the last presenter. And I'm like, oh, great. You know, they've been here all week long. They're ready to go home. And I get to come in and go, you know, whatever. So I wasn't sure what I was going to do, had freedom to do whatever I wanted to do as long as it was leadership related. And my husband kept telling me I needed to do this thing that I had created myself from something I went through very personally as a woman, as a mom. And I'm thinking, what in the world does this have to do with leadership, especially when I'm dealing with IT leadership? Okay. Like it's a very relational exercise. It's very getting in touch with yourself exercise. You know, these are very analytical minded people. How in the world is that going to fly? Why would I do that? You know, I was like, why would I do that? And he used to run an IT department, and he said, man, if I still had that, I'd bring you in to do it. It's valuable. You don't understand how valuable it is. And let me just pause right there and say, whatever it is, may not be a program that you've done, whatever, fill in the blank, that you have designed that works for you in an area. Could be an exercise routine, could be, it doesn't matter what it is. What we do is we go, oh, that was just for me. That was only significant to me. Nobody else would see the value in that. That is such a lie. It truly is. It's a lie. And I did not recognize it until, thankfully, I had some, I think I had like a couple of months or something, you know, to plan whatever before the event actually happened. And my husband was relentless. You need to do that. You need to do that. You need to do that. And I was like, oh my gosh, you really, really think this group of IT people, think about your department before, you really think they would have embraced it? He goes, absolutely. I don't know of anybody that wouldn't embrace it because everybody's a person and everybody needs this. So I really just bit the bullet and did it. I'm like, you know what? I'm never going to know if this is for anybody but me unless I put it out there and see if it's for anybody but me. So I did. I was really surprised by the engagement. And I was even more surprised at the end of the afternoon when they were very willing to share, some of them with quite a bit of emotion, what they had connected to being significant in their life and showing the purpose that they have, the unique purpose they have. So I left there feeling, you know, okay, that went all right. And the next week, I got a call from the one who had coordinated the week, telling me that that exercise, they did a survey of the, you know, the whole week and, you know, like what was good, what could have been better, what all of that. And she said, by a landslide, your event, the last day, the exercise that you did with them was the favorite one, the most impactful one. I was blown away. But why? How does this apply to you? In exactly the way it applied to me. It applies to you because there are things you've developed that you feel like, this is just for me. Nobody else would get this. Guess what? We're all humans, so much more alike than we are different. We really, really are. And what works for you is going to be so valuable for you to share for somebody else down the road. Be paying attention to the things that you've developed that work for you, because there's going to come a time when you're going to be able to share that and really make a difference in some other people's lives. Yeah, I really believe that. I think all of us have that. And I can't wait for a bigger breakthrough in people to get past that limiting mindset of what do I have to offer? You have you to offer. You have you. You have everything you have lived, everything you've overcome, every single thing that has challenged you that you have faced, even those things you have failed, you have the lessons you learned from that. You have you. And that's a big deal because there hasn't ever, there isn't now, and there won't ever be another you. And that is not cliche. That is true. That's just real life. So I want to tell you how valuable you are. I want to tell you that I'd love to hear what you have designed that has worked for you in whatever area that is. I'd love to hear about that. And I also have a bit of a challenge for you, which won't be surprising when I share what it is. I want you to do an exercise that I have done several times over the last few decades, but I did it just again this past week. And what it is it's looking at yourself as three adjectives and a noun. Okay. Wait, what is the noun that best describes you? Maybe you're a warrior or a lover or a peacemaker or a teacher, or what is that noun that is you? And then what are the three adjectives that you would put in front of that to give a better picture of who you are? Not what you do, but who you are. I'll tell you mine. My noun is a challenger, because challengers invite people to disrupt the normal way of thinking, what has been that thinking or doing, interrupt those processes that just run on autopilot, because there's no growth in that. So I love to challenge people in a fierce, loving, intuitive way. So I am a fierce, loving, intuitive challenger. Okay, see how it works. Adjective, 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 noun. And if you will take the time to sit, think about what have you designed that works for you? Exercise plan, eating plan, dealing with conflict, overcoming a learning disability, fill in the blank, whatever it is. That is your unique little signature on how you design to do something. That's the first thing. The second thing is, what are your three adjectives and a noun that tell the world who you are? That they know, whoa, this is quite a unique person right here. Right? I would love to hear that if you are willing to share that with me. And I would love for you, even more than that, just to know it for yourself and to know that what you have to offer really, really, really is unique. So unique, nobody else can offer that to the world.